Broadcasting live from the beautiful Renaissance Atlanta Waverly Hotel and Convention Center, it's TyCon Southeast 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here live at the Waverly Hotel in, Marietta, Georgia. And we are at TyCon Southeast, and I am excited to have an attendee here who is not yet a member of TIE. It's Mr. Henry Crutcher, and he is with Equities Lab. Equities Lab, is that right, Henry?
Yes, that's correct.
What are you guys out there doing for folks?
We are trying to revolutionize the way individual investors approach Wall Street by giving them scientific, useful tools that don't talk down to them, that let them figure out which investment strategies work and which ones don't, and let them actually follow those strategies and keep them on the track.
So now, is this for a seasoned investor or is this for a brand new investor?
The education possibilities are limitless. We're in three university classrooms and have gotten nothing but rave reviews because you can figure out why your strategies do or don't work. But it's also incredibly useful for the seasoned investor because they can take their strategies and tweak them and push them to the next level.
So now, how did you find Ty and how are you enjoying the day so far?
I'm enjoying the day intensely. I actually was a member earlier and got just wrapped up into the whole creating the product.
Right.
I did the TIE X Accelerator, I believe it was a year ago, and thought that was a wonderful program and did not get to present because of scheduling conflicts. But
so you went through it a little bit. You got to experience that. You felt that it helped you.
I went through the whole program. Yeah, it was wonderful.
And it helped you shape your company as it is today?
Yes, it did. It taught me customer discovery. It taught me how to do the marketing. It taught me how to understand my market and how to make the product work and lean startup principles. It was amazing.
Now, did you find the mentors extremely valuable?
Yes, the mentors were wonderful.
Is there anything in particular you can share about what it was like to go through that?
I'd like to give a shout out to the wonderful feedback that I got from Ashish and Katie and other people. It was just, I can't say how wonderful this organization is. I can't say enough.
Now, when you were going through the, can you share with the listeners a little bit about what it's like to go through the process where you have an idea in your head and they go, you know what, I want you to call 100 companies and see if you really do have a good idea. The customer discovery process, can you share a little bit about that?
The customer discovery process is absolutely critical, and they do an excellent job of drumming into your head how important that is. The tricky part about customer discovery, as you'll discover, is finding the customers and being able to address them so that you can get them. And that if you could get 100 customers in a room at a convention and just go walk through and talk to them all, it would be easy and obvious.
Yeah, it's not like that in real life, is it?
It rarely is. When it is, that can sometimes change the course of your business. I originally was marketing to financial advisors, and after getting 100 of them in a room and talking to them, which I paid for the privilege, it was awesome, I'm now marketing to individuals.
So you got to learn. That was good. Well, it's better to learn that one time rather than spending all your energy trying to do the wrong thing, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's why their approach is so key.
So that was critical to get that that intel, right?
Yes, it's absolutely important to get that intel to understand, and also to understand how to talk to the customers to get what you want and how to listen properly. For example, they go well beyond the, oh yeah, I like that product, and teach you how to ask the right questions and how to do all that.
What's one of the right questions you found when you were doing the customer discovery?
Asking people what price they'd pay for the product, or asking them to buy the product, whether or not you have the product, is incredibly useful. Watching over their shoulder as they try and solve the problem, in this case, picking a stock. Before we started this company, I was under the impression that most investors were where I was, which was that they have a process and they try and follow it and they find it difficult.
Right.
In fact, most people are at the part where they are picking stocks essentially randomly, and so they underperform the stock market by a huge margin. And
some people just like hear something on the news or they'll read an article and all of a sudden they're buying a bunch of that stock?
Yes, that's actually, believe it or not, the most common feedback I
got
on how people
That's the most common methodology out there is
yes.
just
yes,
reading a headline and then reacting to it.
Yes, but they don't do that because that's the way they want to do that. They do that because that's all the tooling out there lets them do effectively.
So now with your service, is it a product or a service?
It's a software as a service.
Software as a service.
Yes.
So now they have this information. Now how would they plug it into Equities Lab in order to make the right decision?
Well, there's two different ways. One is they hear from the headline, and this is the transition plan. They hear from a headline, Tesla. And they put Tesla in, and they find out that it has a value score of 2 and a growth score of 8 and so on and so forth.
Is that good?
Value score of 2 is pretty bad. Actually, I think Tesla would have a value score of 0. But anyway, at that point, Morningstar stops there. They have their 5 stars, and that's it. You know nothing more with us. You can click on the value score and see exactly what's in it. So the product educates you as you use it. And then when you find that the value score doesn't work, you can tweak it. You can understand each part. You can say, well, why did it get a value score of 0? Well, it got a value score of 0 because not only is it the most expensive company in its industry, it also has no income.
Right.
It's losing money hand over fist. Its price per free cash flow is higher than any other company, et cetera, et cetera. It teaches you.
But can it also remind me, like, if one thing improves, the value score can jump up to 6 or an 8, and all of a sudden it becomes a good opportunity, right?
Yes. Our front panel is a set of alerts of all the stocks that you should be buying or selling based on the recommendations that you put into the system. You could have adopted them from our system screeners and then modified them, or you could just be making them all out of your head. But we will keep track of what you want to do and keep you on track with your strategies, all of them.
Wow, that's great. So now if our listener wanted to learn more, is there a website for you guys?
Yes, www.equitieslab.com.
All right, Henry. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Ticon Southeast.